Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Alien Hunger, a quick start adventure for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1991's Alien Hunger, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Today we're discussing page 58 of Alien Hunger, and today's discussion is about Teresa Harper's character sheet. Teresa Harper, as we discussed yesterday, a high school teacher, a chemistry genius, a woman who could really pull some strings with the Denver school board if only she had a reason to do so. She's real, real good at a lot of stuff. I've sort of theorized that Alien Hunger makes more sense as a campaign created by and played by real-life versions, so to speak, of Monica and Marcus and Teresa and everybody. These characters feel like players playing themselves in a vampire game. And in that scenario, I've posited that Teresa might be the GM because, number one, she's a chemistry nerd and seems like the kind of person who would bring up Louis Pasteur in a vampire campaign. And number two, she just seems to be low-key very good at lots of things. I kind of thought this was just a feel I was getting from Teresa, but then I looked at her character sheet and somebody involved in the creative process of this book had a big fucking crush of some variety on Teresa because she is just a little too good at a lot of things for it to be a coincidence. One nice thing about White Wolf games of this period is that in the core books, oftentimes they would have a chapter about all the attributes and abilities and all that stuff with a description for each number of dots you can have of what that translates to. So for example, if you go to the Vampire First Edition core book, let's say your character has a stamina of one dot, you can look that up and it says, poor, you are frail in constitution and may be sickly. Conversely, if you have a stamina of five for your character, you can look that up and it says, outstanding, you are tough enough to survive almost anything. So they're not just dots on a page. You get a sense of what these dots mean. Let me tell you who Teresa is according to this character sheet. Appearance four, exceptional. You are good looking enough to be a model and are given respect and attention because of it. Intelligence four, exceptional, IQ 150. Medicine three, masters. You are a doctor and can diagnose and treat diseases. Didn't even mention that in the profile. There's a lot going on with Teresa. I mean, she's got all this school board intrigue she's involved in. No time to mention that she is also a doctor or has the equivalent medical knowledge of a doctor. Science 5, with a specialty in chemistry. Scholar, Albert Einstein. So she's the Albert Einstein of her generation when it comes to scientific innovation and achievement, in addition to being hot enough to be a model, having an IQ of 150, and being a doctor. We've established that she has Protean 3, so she's got the glowing red eyes, the claws that do aggravated damage, and she can meld into the earth. Protean's quite a good discipline, and she's got all three of her starting dots in disciplines in it. And she's got a fourth bonus dot of animalism one, so she can talk to animals. Resources three, large savings. You own a house, or at least have some equity. If liquidated, you would have $50,000 in cash, allowance of $3,000 a month. Conscience five, all it says here is forgiving. Look, conscience, I don't know who wrote this up for first edition vampire, but I don't know what the fuck you're supposed to make of the descriptions for what different levels of conscience mean. Here, I'll run them down for you. This is a little aside, but this is just very funny. I want to share it. Keep in mind, we're moving from conscience one, which is the lowest level of like conscience and compassion that a person can have, up to conscience five, which is the most conscience and compassion that a person can have. One dot, tolerant, two dots, clement, three dots, lenient, four dots, charitable, five dots, forgiving. So who knew that human morality exists on a spectrum between tolerant and forgiving with lenient right in the middle? Makes perfect sense. Anyway, conscience is not Teresa's only virtue. Courage, four dots. Gallant. Humanity, nine on a scale of 10. Described here as compassionate. Teresa is tied, by the way, for highest humanity in the book, matched only by that one Malkavian who thinks that he's Jimi Hendrix, which I guess is grounding in a certain way. You murder someone and then you look in the mirror in the club bathroom. And you're like, am I a monster? No, wait, I remember now. I'm Jimi Hendrix. Willpower 7, strong. Bear in mind that starting willpower without spending extra points on it goes on a scale of 1 to 5, with 3 being about average. She's at 7. You may be thinking, okay, she's a well-min-maxed character. They got all the essentials. And then she's lacking in other areas, right? Well, no. Teresa has no below-average attributes. Teresa has the second most abilities of any rank of any of the pregens. One behind Emerson. She's also well-rounded in all the other areas. You may wonder, how did she achieve this? And the answer is, by going over budget on character creation by 28 fucking freebie points. I'm sorry, I did the math, I couldn't help it. I had to, how could you, I look at this character, I'm like, what, why don't my vampire characters, why aren't they this cool? I look at this character sheet and I feel inadequate on behalf of all the scrub vampires I've created, struggling to be good at one fucking thing in this system. And then here's Teresa, the saintly Professor Hottie, PhD, deadly claws bared and ready to stop anyone who stands in the way of science or medicine or humanity or her modeling career. I'm like, what happened here? And so I did the math. And yes, you get 15 freebie points when you make a character, as you may remember from character creation when I did Sir Allnut Bloodworth. She used all 15, and then she just spent another 28. So the dumbest thing in this page is twofold. Number one, overspending by 28 points. Not on all the pre-gens, mind you, but just this one. So that this one character ends up being the hottest, the smartest, the most skilled in her field, and the most moral of these pre-gens, in addition to being tied for both highest single vampiric discipline and most total vampiric discipline dots. All of that on one character because you for some reason, somebody just loaded Teresa with everything. Like, it's like the deficit in Denver of vampire coolness just kind of like leached into Teresa. It's like she is single-handedly balancing the mean vampiric competence of goth punk Denver. So that's level number one. Level two, the dumbest thing on this page. Despite spending 6 freebie points on extra abilities for this character and 7 freebie points on extra disciplines for this character, whoever created her managed to give her a grand total of 1 total dot in the 3 abilities relevant to her disciplines. Like, all that matters, the only roles related to her disciplines are brawl, animal ken, and survival, and she has no animal ken, no survival, and 1 dot of brawl. It is a spectacular achievement to create a character who is good at practically everything, spent like double the normal amount of points in character creation, and is still exceptionally bad at all her vampire powers. On the other hand, she is good at everything the other characters are supposed to be good at, which gives them a lot more room to slack off. Speaking of which, join me next time as we discuss the absolute beater drafting behind Teresa's sports car on the highway of life on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, go to patreon.com/megadumbcast. Social media was never healthy and is now dying, so if you want to contact me, you can email me. I am megadumbcast@gmail.com. This season's theme song is Suck City by Black Math, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/black_math. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.